So we're going to finish off our series of Birchas HaMazon now with going into the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon, and that is the bracha of HaToy VaMeitiv. It's a Dirabbanan. The first three brachas are considered all part of one big unit of a De'oraisa, Min HaTorah. The fourth bracha is Dirabbanan, and it was instituted, strangely enough, without anything to do with food. There's no mention of the word food in that last bracha whatsoever. Truthfully, nothing was mentioned about food in the bracha before that either, in Rachem and Uvinei. But once there's a motion, a feeling, a tremendous sense of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonderful sustenance that He gives us, the Chazal instituted, yay, we're in the mood of thanking Hashem. Let's thank Hashem for another big, big deal that He did for us as well. And that was the big deal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the nes, the miracle of allowing the Harugei Beitar, those many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that were killed in the city of Beitar under the siege of Hadrian the Roman. They killed so many people, it says the horses were up to their noses in blood. They piled up corpses around like this a few square mile vineyard of Hadrian's, of corpses, and all those corpses lasted for years without rotting, without spoiling, and they were able to bury them bekavod meis. Now, what in the world is this doing over here? It's a thankfulness that the sages felt had to be said once we're in the mode of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishabrua points out that there's a tremendously important message in this, and that is when we thank Hashem for bread, there are some people that perhaps don't feel so thankful. They're going through a hard time. They barely just had just enough bread without all the other extras that come along, hopefully with somebody who's more well-to-do in their meal. And when a person's feeling a little bit down and restrained and a little bit limited, there's a hester upon him. We're supposed to be encouraging that person that, look, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this bread. And even in the darkest times, even in the hardest times, even in the worst of times, there were millions of people dead. There's a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding behind that. What an unbelievable way to come off of Purim, where the entire miracle was behester upon him. Hashem says, I'm still there. I know what I'm doing. And in the end, things will be good. Now, in this bracha, there's a bunch of triplets. There's Melech is mentioned three times, the word Malchus. And the reason for that is because Rachimna and Uvenei only spoke about Malchus based David, and it didn't mention the fact that Hashem is a Melech. And therefore, if we're mentioning Malchus, we have to mention the fact that Hashem is Melech. So we throw in one Melech for that. But it's not fair to mention Malchus based David once and Hashem as Melech once. We throw in a Melech twice. So we have two times Hashem. And once there's two times of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mention a third time connected the bracha previous to that, which was Noy Delecha, which also did not have Malchus Hashem mentioned in Noy Delecha. So therefore, we have three Malchus. Once we mention Hashem's name three times, we mention about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech that is giving, a Melech that is loving, a Melech that takes care of us. And we do that three times. He has taking care of us in the past, He takes care of us presently and in the future as well. So we say that both benagiatu hamelech atoy v'ameitiv lakol shegmalanu kaimleinu hu yigmalenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu did provide, does provide, and will provide for us. So this is a tremendously important message in this bracha about galus. No matter how dire things seem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been there for us in the past, He is there for us now, and He will be there for us in the future. Two more points about Birchas HaMazon before we go into Hilchos Pesach, and that is, it's brought down that when a person says a blessing, Yechayiv to answer Amen. When a person says a prayer, Yechayiv to answer Amen. And that is, even if it's not a prayer or a blessing that says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenu Melech HaOlam, still there's a Chiyuv to answer Amen. And that comes up with Birchas HaMazon when we go through all the Harachamans. People that are not in the middle of benching, people who are just sitting on the sidelines, every time they hear a Harachman, technically they should be answering Amen. It's questionable if they're in the middle of learning, do they have to interrupt to answer Amen? But if they're people just sitting around, they're not benching along and saying the Harachmans as well, they should be answering Amen to all the Harachmans. One last point is that it's brought down that even during the end of Berachas HaMazon, the last brach, which is Rabbanan, or the Harachmans that go afterwards, you're not supposed to be doing other things during benching. The Taz points out that people who do other things, even light tasks, or even perhaps to look into a sefer while you're saying the Rachamans Baal Peh, is considered inappropriate, disregarding the mitzvah that you're already presently involved with. And he even quotes on this the pasuk of the Teichacha, Im Telchu Imi Bekeri. Let's finish with Birkas HaMazon. Let's start talking about Pesach. And the first thing to know about Pesach is Ma'ayis Chitim. So coming off of HaMelech HaToyv HaMetiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and He does good. It's an amazing, amazing thing that the first thing to learn about on Purim, where you just gave out all these Mishlach Manas as Chesed to others, hopefully, and you gave out all these Matanas Lavyonim to others as well, the first thing that comes up in Menuchas Pesach is to think about those that have less than you and continue to give, besides the matzah levyanim that you gave on Purim, ma'ayis chitim, to give money on behalf of those that have less than you in order for them to be able to get matzah. We'll continue Hilchos Pesach tomorrow.